This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here for this week's edition of Cinema Chat, and I'd like to offer up a very special congratulations to all involved in bringing the grand reopening of the State Theater to fruition. What a night it was, huh?
Yeah, lots of smiles on lots of faces. So that was good. It was certainly a right up to the last minute before we got our certificate of occupancy, which caused a little bit of panic on Friday night. We opened up and then immediately two of our projectors quit working. But on Saturday, everything was restored, and we're still adding to and tweaking all of the various elements of a new building. We've got the...
And the reaction to the theater, though, has been almost universally extraordinary.
Yeah, it's actually been quite gratifying. So the week before we opened to the public, we turned on the marquee, which really...
Yeah, we got excited just about that.
Yeah,
it was great.
And people really were very positive about it. And when they got in the theater, they were very, very complimentary. We've rearranged the entrance so that it's much clearer. We put back many of the original dark Art Deco elements, most notably the carpeting, which is a very interesting and unique pattern carpeting. And then we put these beautiful original wall sconces that we had a Detroit craftsman recreate. And then we, you know, used original color palettes from the original design, which was done by a really well-known architect by the name of C. Howard Crane. And people were, you know, so it's a blending of the old Art Deco and the new in terms of movie technology and comfortable seats and wide aisles and lots of leg room and all of that kind of piece. So it's people are pleased with the way it looks, pleased at the way it feels in terms of sitting there and enjoying a movie, and pleased at the way it performs as a modern movie theater with a lot of bells and whistles.
And it's great to know that tonight you are going to make available to a sold-out crowd My Cinematic Nightmare.
Star Wars,
the
Last Jedi, the last of the 9-part story that started back in 1977 with the first Star Wars.
Are there 9
film.
Of them now? This is the 9th one?
There's actually more than 9, but the original 9 story, three trilogies is what they were, and this is the last of the 3 trilogies.
Are there more in the works, or can I finally be done?
No, I think there are other elements. So Rogue One, which came out a year or so ago, and it was not one of the
a standalone
trilogy. It followed one of the characters, but this is the last film of any kind that features Carrie Fisher. She passed away not too long after she had done her part.
They were able to preserve her part, right?
Yep. Yeah. Mark Hamill, who was in the original, is also in this piece. So anyway, and the reviews that have come out have been very, very positive. The Empire Strikes Back, which was the second film that Lawrence...
Considered by many to be the best.
Yeah,
right?
And Lawrence Kasdan, a University of Michigan guy, wrote the script to that. This doesn't have a Lawrence Kasdan script, but it was directed by a guy who had indie film credit, and he did a film called Brick and Looper, Rian Johnson. And again, the reviews are very, very good. So we look forward to playing Star Wars The Last Jedi. Now, I must admit, it's also playing in all the other theaters in our community.
Everywhere in the world you will find Star Wars.
So, and we have one screen that's devoted to it, not 4. So we have reserved tickets. And if you can't get, you're not going to be able to get tickets for tonight. But please, if you want to come downtown and see the new State Theater and see Star Wars in the new State Theater, go online, make a reservation for a future screening, and you can even pick your seat. At the Michigan Theater, we're opening Wonder Wheel, which is Woody Allen's comedy. Now, it hasn't gotten the greatest reviews. Some reviewers like it. It's kind of charming, set in the 1950s on Coney Island. Now, Coney Island, in a sense, was the the first theme park. Big cities in the early part of the 20th century set up theme parks at the end of subway and trolley lines. And obviously, being New York City, this was the biggest theme park that had lots of amusement rides and amusement attractions. And so anyway, it's pretty interesting. Great performances. Kate Winslet has gotten great reviews for her part.
She always does.
And she plays a former actress who's married to a guy who has a daughter who's married to a gangster, and she's the daughter's living there to hide out from the gangsters who seem to be after her.
There seems to be some pushback on Woody Allen now. I mean, there's always been, you know, the allegations of impropriety with his daughter, who is now
Absolutely.
His wife, and with all that has come to the fore, there is starting to be some pushback. In fact, Kate Winslet is even getting pushback for deciding to work with Woody Allen.
Absolutely, and it is a complicated world that we live in, and we certainly understand folks that might be concerned about that, for sure. Besides Kate Winslet, Justin Timberlake is in it, Jim Belushi. So some good performances and a piece that hasn't gotten the greatest reviews. Woody Allen can make a compelling movie, but he is a very controversial fellow for sure.
The one I'm looking forward to is one that some say will be a major award winner, and that's The Shape of Water.
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro's piece, and he can make films that are mythical in terms of the way that the story is told. And this is about a character, an Aquaman. Think of the creature from the Black Lagoon that is being kept in a secret United States government laboratory in the early 1960s. Sally Hawking plays a janitor who actually ends up with a relationship. She's deaf and mute, so she has a difficult time communicating in the real world. But these two odd characters, in certain ways, and again, in this kind of mythical dynamic, find a passion between the two of them. Interesting setup, and again, the reviews on this are very good. Got some Golden Globe awards and all that good stuff.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater, and a couple of movies that are still playing downtown. Some final opportunities to see some great ones.
Yeah, well, The Disaster Artist opened the State Theater, which is James Franco, Seth Rogen, and that crew put together a movie about the making of a real film called The Room, which is considered to be the worst
movie
ever made. And this is not Room that came out a few years ago. They got great reviews. This is The Room. Johnny Wiseau.
It's a disaster on all fronts.
Yeah, and people really like it. Young audiences, older audiences, they kind of laugh through the whole thing. And people walk out with big, big smiles. And Greta Gerwig's film, Lady Bird, got 4 Golden Globe nominations, but she didn't get nominated for a director a Golden Globe, which is considered a bit of a snub. I bet she gets an Academy Award nomination, though. She is amazing, and that film is wonderful. Best Foreign Film nomination for the Golden Globes, The Square, is currently playing at the State Theater. It also won the Cannes Film Festival top prize, the Palme d'Or. Loving Vincent is a film that we started playing in November, and we're just going to keep playing it because
as long
really
as people keep
it.
Coming, right?
We play it, here and there, now and then. But it's an animated film that was done all with oil painting, and people really love it. It's about Vincent Van Gogh, and the 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Best Picture nomination for the Golden Globes in terms of drama. Best Director for Martin McDonagh, who did a great job, and Best Actress Frances McDormand. There's already Oscar buzz for her on that role.
Anything special this week?
Saboteur concludes our 1942 series, which is a Hitchcock film, and that's at 4 o'clock today. Our holiday classic film series concludes with It's a Wonderful Life on Sunday at 1:30. And then next week we have a special screening of a PBS masterpiece drama series. It's the first episode of Queen Victoria. We did this last year. We did this with Downton Abbey. PBS
right,
fans
I remember that.
Really
yeah.
like it. It's free, so come on out on Monday at 7:30. You can dress in a Victorian costume if you would like, or just come and join the group and enthuse over PBS's latest masterpiece drama.
At the Cineplex, there's an animated movie coming out, right, with some famous voices.
Yeah. So Ferdinand, there was an NPR piece about this yesterday. So it's a famous children's book from the 1930s about a flower-loving bull. He doesn't quite the violent victim or feature of a bullfighting life that he's expected to have. He really likes flowers and the peaceful
bucolic
nature of the country. And he doesn't quite fit in, but he's the biggest bull, and ultimately he gets his way. And it's a charming, charming story that they turned into a feature-length film. And again, it's got Kate McKinnon's in it from Saturday Night Live, and that's enough for
She's
me.
She's everything. Yes, yes. She is everything right now.
Also, Star Wars is playing at all the local cinemas. And
Star Wars. Oh, my goodness.
I know you don't like it. But
I really don't.
It was a part of my college career, and it certainly has been a part of my children's life as they've grown up, and even my grandchildren who have gotten into watching it. So it resonates across the generation.
I've only seen two in the entirety of the series, and I'm still traumatized. can't get past it.
You're a minority person in this regard, and that's okay. But we'll see everybody at Star Wars and all the great films playing around the community, but we hope to see you at the new State Theater.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from movie heaven, known as the State Theater.